From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Harvard University President Lawrence Summers made news and some enemies recently by suggesting that innate differences between the sexes could help explain why fewer women than men become scientists, mathematicians, and engineers. As NPR's David Kestenbaum reports, the scientific evidence for this explanation is, so far, slim.
One of the things Summers mentioned in his talk was, if you look at the people who score the highest on math tests, that elite group consistently contains more men than women. But one of the researchers who actually did that work was in the audience, and he says he doesn't see any reason to think that has much to do with biology. His name is Yoshia, and he's a professor of statistics and sociology at the University of Michigan. Consider, he says, Asian Americans.
We all know that Asian Americans are overrepresented in science and engineering. Their test scores in math also surpass the test scores of whites. What explains that difference? Very few people would propose that this is due to biology.
The best scholarship, he says, points to cultural differences. Asian kids tend to be told that math ability is not something you're born with and that they can get better by practicing. It would be natural, Shia says, to expect that societal factors could also explain the differences between boys and girls. In the 1960s, girls, selected at random, scored significantly below boys on math tests. Now, he says, on average, they do about the same. Still, the low number of women who score off the charts in math is puzzling. Scientists who think there may be a biological component often point to the work of Sherry Barenbaum. She's a psychology professor at Penn State University. She's studied girls who have high levels of male hormones because of a genetic disorder. The researchers put each girl in a room with dolls and kitchen toys, but also trucks, cars, and Lincoln Logs. The result?
They play with the trucks and the Lincoln Logs more than their sisters do. Not as much as boys do, but more than their sisters do.
Implying girls might inherently prefer different activities than boys. Barenbaum says girls with this genetic condition have also been studied to see if they can, say, rotate objects in their head more easily.
The studies are inconsistent. Some studies find them to have higher spatial ability, and some do not. The weight of the data would suggest that they do have higher spatial ability.
But not dramatically higher. She says if biology does play a role in mathematical ability, its influence seems to be small. Melissa Franklin is a professor of physics at Harvard. She studies subatomic particles, not gender. But she says trying to sort out whether brain differences explain the fact that there are only 5 women on the Harvard physics faculty out of 35 is like trying to study a single electron in a tidal wave. Any innate differences would be overwhelmed by much larger forces, bias, social expectations, or the comments made by a university president.
When Larry Summers made his comments, there was a woman biologist from MIT in the room who couldn't actually sit there and listen because she thought her head was going to explode, and so she walked out. And I think every woman scientist I've talked to feels that if they had been in that situation, they would have felt compelled to leave. Not that they don't believe that there could be differences, but just because they've heard this stuff so many times, it just drives us crazy. I mean, that's what people don't understand. It's not a freedom of speech issue. It's just, it's like walking around in our brains with big, huge boots. I mean, it's horrible. And it's not good for young women either.
Some studies have shown that girls tend to be less confident about their abilities in math than boys. In one experiment, girls performed worse than usual on tests when they were told in advance it would be hard. Boys were less affected.
Women spend a lot of their brain power looping around things like, am I smart? Am I smart? Am I smart enough? Am I smart enough? Even before they start. You know, you have something to do and you don't even start it. You just go, If women were relying on their confidence to come from the men in science, there wouldn't be any.
There are many ingredients that make a good scientist, she says. Mathematical ability is one. Not caring what other people think is another. On that note, she has this proposal for how to test if innate differences explain the lack of women in science. Harvard, she says, should do everything possible to attract women scientists and increase their numbers, then wait 100 years and see how things shake out. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.